It's Wednesday, August 19th, 2015. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast presented by Sharpologist. My name is Andrew, the show host. Welcome, and let's get to the show. Welcome back to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you've listened to us before, thanks for coming back and listening to us again. If this is your first time, welcome. The Wet Shaving News Podcast is presented in collaboration with Sharpologist. Mantic 59 has tons of great videos, stories, content, anything you need to know to learn how to wet shave, anything that's going on in the industry. Check out Sharpologist.com. That's where you can find out anything you need to know about the wet shaving world. Today's show is going to be filled with some great news, and we also have a wonderful interview coming up with Mark Gustafson of Gustafson Shaving Company. He is a small one-man band artisan making wonderfully turned products from the Great North. Well, not the Great North as in Canada, but the Great North as in not Florida where I am. He has some great products, and he's also given us a wonderful Bolcote Wood Finest Badger Brush to give away. And folks, I'm holding this thing in my hand right now and it is absolutely stunning. So make sure you listen into the interview to figure out how to do that. He's also giving us a puck of his custom Manage Mint shaving soap, and it smells absolutely wonderful. So if you want to win a custom made Bolcote Wood brush, no other brush like it out there, and if you want to win a free puck of Gustafson Shaving Company shaving soap, stay tuned. It's coming up. In the meantime, it's time to get to the news, so let's get started. As always, links to any of the information that shows up here in the show is available in the show notes at Sharpologist.com. If you want to see the article that we're talking about directly, visit Sharpologist.com and see the show notes for a direct link to the article. Small Biz Trends has a great interview with the current Wet Shave Club owner and proprietor, Rohan Gilks. Rohan purchased the company about a year ago and since then has expanded the fledgling Wet Shave Club into one of the best known wet shaving subscription services in the market. Wet Shave Club provides boxes monthly containing various samples of wet shaving products, including soaps, blades, and aftershaves. A new subscription arrives with a custom Wet Shaving Club double edge razor and brush in the box. Prices range from just under $30 a month to $22 a month, depending on how many months you sign up for. Recently, their boxes have expanded to include several artisan soaps, so if you have a favorite artisan, it's possible that they are either working with Wet Shave Club or will soon be working with Wet Shave Club to have their products featured. It seems like new innovative traditional safety razors are the market's flaming ball of fury. NewsLedge has an article on a new razor called Single Edge, which aims to bridge the market between traditional double-edged razors and the ease and convenience found in mass-market cartridge razors. The razor uses a single-edge blade that is loaded using an injector-style mechanism. It is not yet known if the single-edge razors will be compatible with the existing market of single-edge blades, although it appears so based on their promotional video. The company currently has a Kickstarter going to help start their program, and I believe the big revolution here is the fact that it looks like they have custom base plates that allow the single edge blade to be angled. So it's hard to tell. There's not really too much information out there yet as of recording this, but head over to the show notes and click on the direct link to go to the Kickstarter, to the NewsLedge article, which has a link to the Kickstarter campaign as well. Katie's Bubbles released a new soap with a fragrance titled 95 Liquid Labels. With notes of citrus, apple, and cotton flower, the fragrance is a throwback to a fragrance released back in 1995. The jar is priced at $14 US for 4 ounces. Reef Point Soaps is currently taking a short break. They'll return on the 24th of August, so if you're looking for their products, I'd suggest looking for a retail partner until they return. Our vendors don't have too much longer to go until summer is over, so all the wonderful artisans out there are in the process of taking their summer vacations. Did you take yours? You probably should have. In collaboration with Wet Shaving Products, the Razor Emporium has released a new tallow-based soap entitled Heritage Shave. The soap is based on J.B. Williams' Genuine Yankee Soap and is fragranced with the smell of citronella flowers. The soap is available for $12.99 US for 4.4 ounces, and the soap is also the first Formula T product produced by Wet Shave Products. A new line of soaps is now available from Tiki Bar Soaps, entitled Steam Bath Factory. Four fragrances are available in the line at launch, and the soap is Tiki's classic vegan formula with a splash of argan oil. The line includes custom artwork, which I'm a fan of because it's got a wonderfully steampunk-inspired design. $20 US gets you an impressive 8.5-ounce jar. That's a lot of soap. I don't think I could go through that in years. It would take me forever to go through 8 ounces of soap. Sterling has released some new apparel, some new swag featuring their new custom animations from their labels. Shirts featuring the new animation from their Ozark Mountain labels, which I am a big fan of. If you haven't seen the label, I should mention here, go to sterlingsoap.com and see their new label. It's a custom animation by a wonderful artist. I can't pronounce his name because I'll murder it, but their shirts feature the custom animation and are available in 4 colors, red, green, blue, and gray. They run for $16 US, and they're really well done. I also have to say, Sterling's Ozark Mountain is perhaps one of my favorite scents out there. I don't think I use another fragrance more than Ozark Mountain. It's one of my few soaps in my den, and it's perhaps my go-to. It's just a wonderful scent and a wonderful label on their new packaging. Before we get into the interview in just a second with Mark Gustafson of Gustafson Shaving Company, I wanted to say thank you to everybody who has participated recently in giveaways. Many of you know that recently we made a change in how we do them. We left the traditional Twitter subscription or Twitter entry model that I had, and we went to a SurveyMonkey-based entry system or entry process, and that was important because it allowed us to be more efficient in how we handled the giveaways. It allowed me to handle the giveaways much more efficiently and much easier than before, but it also allows me to get feedback on what you think of the show. So if you are listening to the show right now and you would like to give your feedback, at the end of this show, I will have information on how to enter the contest for Mark Gustafson's shaving brush and soap. Even if you're not interested in winning, please, 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 please go to SurveyMonkey and complete the survey, because it helps me know what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. And if you don't want to win it, just leave a comment in the drop-down box. Just say, I'm not interested in winning, just wanted to provide some feedback. That would help a lot. It helps me know what you like about the show and what you don't. It gives you the opportunity to give me direct feedback. I read every single response. And for those of you who have submitted responses in the past, you know that very frequently, if you have a specific comment or request, something that's not regular, I actually go out of my way to send you a personal email discussing it and getting your feedback about specifically what you want to hear or what you would like to see based on that comment. So even if you're not looking to win something, please, 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 it takes all of 5 minutes, go to SurveyMonkey and give me some feedback. It's still a new podcast, still a new show. I'd love to know what you think about it, and it's really easy to do. The link to the SurveyMonkey will be in the show notes. It's very simple. Go to sharpologist.com or wetshavingnews.com, find the show notes, and then click on the link to SurveyMonkey. So quick, so simple, and your help is greatly appreciated. I want this to be the best podcast we can get for you guys out there through Sharpologist. So make sure you go to SurveyMonkey if you have the time. I'd really appreciate it. Now that I've begged and pleaded, it's onward to the interview with Mark Gustafson of Gustafson Shaving Company. I will say I apologize. Some of the audiophiles have been complaining that the audio quality through Skype is not the best. I wanted to touch on that really quick. There are other ways of doing remote interviews that have higher audio quality, but they are more technically complex and are artisans are soap makers and aftershave makers and retailers, and I don't necessarily want them to have to spend a lot of time getting ready for this interview from a technical standpoint. So we're going to continue with Skype, even though the audio quality is not what some of the audio files are looking for. I apologize if that's a distraction for some of you, but it is really the easiest way to get with our vendors and get the show recorded. Anyways, onward to the interview with Mark. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. My name is Andrew, and I have a very special guest on the show with me this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Mark. Can you tell everybody who you're with, what company you're from?
I'm with Gustafson Shaving Supplies.
Gustafson Shaving Supplies. That's I wanted you to say it because for anyone who doesn't know, this gentleman right here puts his name on some beautifully made products that we're going to talk about today. So, Mark, what is it that you make? I have to ask you. You are an artisan that makes things, and what is it that you make?
Gustafson Shaving Supplies. We make handmade razor handles, shaving brushes, bowls. Anything that I can incorporate into shaving, I'll make it.
Now, you sent me a couple things to look at today that I'm excited to talk about. But can you talk about what got you into this? What inspired you to start making things? Particularly, you turn, right? Almost everything that you make is turned.
Yeah, everything's turned on my lathe here in my shop at home. What kind of got me going on this is I'm a cheese maker by trade, so you have to stay pretty clean shaven every day when you go to working around food, and I always had problems getting a nice shave where I wasn't irritated by it, getting razor burn. So one day my stepson Tyler asked me if I'd make my a double-edged safety razor on the lay of the handle, and after maybe 2 months of keeping asking me to do it, I did it, and he tried it and he loved it, and it made me want to try one. So I made one for myself, tried it, and got a nice shave from it. I wasn't burning all day at work, working in a hot environment, and just made it more comfortable for me. I'm not a big person for beard nets, growing a beard. I like to stay shaven, so it just made my work day more pleasurable.
And how long did you go from making your stepson a turned razor to how long did it take you to turn this into a business?
It was probably about 8 months to get from that original razor that I made for him to turn this into a business. I made some Mach 3 razor handles for people too, and they really liked them. They thought they were unique. And the Mach 3s and the Fusions handles are more, I guess I made them for people that are on the go all the time, traveling, more airport friendly, but they can take a special piece with them. Maybe that their wife gave them for a present, kind of taking home with them on the road.
Now, what when you're turning these things, anybody who turns wood knows that it's not a simple process. You have to kind of see, you have to kind of see what you want to end up with when you start, but at the same time, it's kind of a guessing game because you don't know what's inside the wood until you start turning. But having said that, how do you find creativity to make the shapes and the forms and the patterns that you make in your products?
Yeah, it just kind of, I guess for me, it kind of flows a little bit. After, I still am a master cheesemaker. So when I come home to do this, it's more relaxing for me to do it. Kind of gets me out of my everyday grind. It's just relaxing me, so it kind of flows to what I want. And once I find a shape, after doing it for a couple times, you start to get some muscle memory to it, where you start getting those shapes more consistent. And once I get to that level where I can consistently make it, then we'll start releasing it. But it's all handmade. I mean, I use no patterns, no duplicators, nothing like that. So each one's going to be unique to itself.
Now, you sent us to give away this beautiful, finest badger brush, which I believe the Sharpologist will have a photo of online. But I'm looking at this, and it is incredibly well-crafted. It's got a good heft to it. That's the one thing I noticed when I picked this up. It's quite heavy, and I like that. Now, is this filled with a weight, or is this just from the wood?
That particular brush, it's the wood and the chrome components on it that give it the weight, and I really like that brush handle design because it does have some heft to it. You feel like you're buying quality.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It feels so heavy. It feels almost industrial with this beautiful, beautiful look on it.
Yeah, the one that I gave you is out of bull coat wood. One of the, you know, a lot of people like that wood. There's so many different kinds of woods that we use. And a lot of this is custom. You know, I get a lot of requests for custom orders where people are asking for exotic woods and stuff, and we'll try to meet that for everybody. You know, find that wood, that special wood that somebody wants it made of.
I used to turn wood when I was in college, and I had access to a wood shop. I sadly don't anymore. I'm hoping to again here in the future, but I remember looking through some very beautiful wood catalogs and finding a lot of exotic woods that you could turn with. Do you do a lot of exotic wood turning? And if so, what's your favorite exotic to turn with?
I do a lot of exotics. The favorite one that I've done recently, and I think it's by far, I had a hard time giving it away to the customer, was snake wood. Just how deep the wood color is and stuff, and it's a hard wood to turn, but once it's finished, it takes on a nice finish. It's just a beautiful brush when it's done. So I think snake wood is probably one of my favorite woods to work with.
I could see that. Snake wood is an amazing wood to have in any piece. Now, you also make shaving soap, correct?
I paired up. One of the things I like to do is pair up with other artisans to come up with different things. And one of them was the shaving soaps, and I think it was to complement the razor handles and the brushes to make a complete line. So I work with a soap maker here out of my hometown here in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, that makes the soaps for me. We work together on it. She might put some scents together, or I might ask her to put some stuff together to get what we want for you know, the smell of it and how it performs, the slickness of it, and how it lathers up.
Now, you sent to go along with the brush, so whoever wins the brush will also win a puck of this soap. It's called Management. And I was intrigued by the description online. I had to open it up and take a smell. The first thing I noticed is it's a very hard soap, but it's also got your company's name emblazoned on the front. So when you open it up, it looks like a real quality product there. I like that. So I have to say, nice job on that. But
well, thank you. We worked hard on that.
Well, I mean, that's something you don't see too often, mostly because a lot of shaving soaps are soft, so you can't. But in the harder soaps, I really like it when you have that kind of attention to detail there. That just makes that, I think that gives it another level of quality. But can we talk about the Management scent here? Because it has some unique properties, correct?
Yeah, I mean, all the soaps that we make, I guess they're all essential oils. There's no artificial scents or anything in them, so it's done with all essential oils in it.
In addition to the shaving soaps, is there anything else that you I didn't see it on your website, but do you offer aftershaves?
We don't offer aftershaves at this point. It's something that's in the future that we're working on. We have a lot of stuff kind of that we're working on at this point with the razor handles, aftershave balms, creams, you know. So there's always something in the works. Our minds are always turning what could be the next thing that we want to do. Okay. And with the soaps, you know, with the name punched into the front of it, it's just little details like that that I think go a long ways, especially with the wood turning of the brushes or the handles. Just the little stuff that maybe you don't notice right away, but you'll notice it once you own it for a little bit. Just little things that I think go a long ways to making our products unique.
Now, one of the last questions I wanted to ask is what's in store for the future of Gustafson Shaving? What do you guys see down the road for your company?
I want to keep it artisan, smaller artisan makers out there working with me with my products. We're looking into leather products right now for dop kits. I've been working with Artisan on right now. We're looking at possibly going into metal handles and coming up with different designs for that, for the brushes and for the razor handles themselves. And we're hoping that by the end of the year.
Because you mentioned metal handles, I do know somebody was asking, do you ever turn acrylic or resin?
Yeah, I turn acrylic. I've turned a true stone before, which is a stone resin mixture. Anything that I can turn on my lathes, I'll give it a try. Even if somebody thinks it's way out there, I'll try it. You know, we just added some equipment with a new wood lathe, and of course I just got a new metal lathe. So anything on those metal handles that's being made, that's going to be handmade by me too, not with a duplicator, not CNC. It's all by hand.
And that's one of the things I wanted to point out with your company. This is a hobby company that it started as a hobby. It's turning into a growing company, but it's still a very small business, right?
Yeah, we're very small, and we're trying to get our name out there for people, you know, to notice us. And you can still buy stuff handmade in the U.S. that's high quality, and kind of get to know me, that I'm making it for you. And I think it just brings some, it just gets a little personal then, you know. You can hear me on the show here, then know that I'm the one that was making your razor.
Well, Mark, the photos that will be on the Sharpologist website of this brush are just beautiful. The brush, nicely weighted, beautiful quality. The wood, it's a little bit of spalting there, I think, that gives us some character.
Yeah, and I think with the woods, which is really kind of unique with them, is it's when you get one of these, it's unique to itself, kind of like your fingerprint is unique to you. Each one's going to have a different grain pattern, and it's just unique to that brush. So nobody else is going to own a brush or a razor handle that has that same grain in it. So it's unique to you, and every time I think you pick it up in the morning or when you decide to shave, maybe at night, it just brings something special to it.
Well, Mark, wonderful quality, wonderful brush. For those of you looking to win this brush and the Puck of Management shaving soap, as always, there will be a link in the show notes on how to do that. In the meantime, Mark, thank you so much for providing this for a giveaway. Wonderful quality. Whoever wins this is going to have not just an exceptional brush, but I think it's an exceptional art piece for their shaving den. And in the meantime, can you tell the listeners where can they find you at?
Our website is at www.gustafsonshavingsupply.com.
And are you on...
We also have...
Go ahead.
We also have a store in Manitowoc, Wisconsin here that carries our stuff. It's the Manitowoc Trading Company.
And do you have Twitter or Facebook?
We do have Facebook. That'd be Gustafson Shaving Supply.
All right. And we will have, for the listeners, we will have links to the website and the Facebook. And if I can find, if the store and Manioc has a website, I'll link that as well into the show notes. So visit the show notes for direct links to Gustafson Shaving Supply. In the meantime, Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show. This is just beautiful work. The best of luck to you and your company. I look forward to talking to you some more in the future and seeing your new products and your new metal handles as they come out. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on your show. And you're doing a great thing with your podcast, getting out the info to everybody about wet shaving.
Well, thank you. I'm doing the best I can. We're still growing. We're still new. So, but I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening in. I appreciate you coming to the Sharpologist website or downloading the show through Stitcher or iTunes. Your patronage is very appreciated when it comes to this show. My goal with this show is to provide you with content that is fact-based, so news information and resources, and we're going to continue to push that. I appreciate it so much that you come back time and time again to listen. For the entry to the Mark Gustafson giveaway, make sure you visit SurveyMonkey. That can be found. That link can be found at Sharpologist.com. Our show is produced in partnership with Sharpologist.com. Everything your grandfather and your father didn't teach you about wet shaving. Traditional wet shaving for the modern man, it's all what we're about. It's comfortable, it's clean, it's fun, it's relaxing, it's time to reflect. And so if you have any friends you're trying to get into the hobby, or if you're looking for any information about what's going on in the world of wet shaving, Sharpologist.com is where you can find it. Again, make sure you visit the show notes to enter for the Mark Gustafson giveaway and to provide your feedback for our show. It's all so greatly appreciated. Until next time, thanks for listening. And have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.